Welcome to a brand new edition of Mutt & Me The Music. Today with a special live noise edition on this special Friday. We started off with Noise Diver with the song The Helicopter View. And now we're gonna go on with Ghost by Noise Inc. Noise Inc.
Thank you.
before we get any further, I think I would like to give out a warning. This is not for the faint of hearted. So if you're listening together with your grandma today, I would at least recommend taking the volume a bit down. But at least we're enjoying ourselves. We're gonna start a bit easy. And go on with a little bit different noise. This is a glacial reaction, trans something, transversion, seismic polarity by bending reeds. Playing a bit crazy special music today, it's still all boostable value for value music, so you can boost in your modern podcast app to every one of the artists that we are playing today. This is Clipboard Conundrum with Beast Casper Soft Pop 2 Qubit Octone After Later Audio Cascades Valley Brooks G Storm Electro Delta VCF Happy Nerding FX8 XL. Now that's the title for you. Anyone if their grandma has run into the forest by now, because this is really for for people who are, you can say, fucking crazy or have a special taste for music. But I can say that some people live for this kind of music, and I can prove it. I will prove it in the break if you are still listening to this special edition. This is Air Dioid by Summer. And if your grandma already passed away, I would say my condolences, and I'm sorry if you didn't take my joke. If you got offended by my joke. Sometimes I also need to joke. But if your grandma is still alive and she is listening, I commend her. She has an acquired taste of music, and so do you. This is Summer by Air Dioid. Is writing in the chat room. He didn't got offended by my joke. That's good, Ned. Eric Peepy is writing, if it's turning into a polka, my grandma would like it. Maybe I could... we could try to... What do you think she would like from this one? That's the closest that I can get to polka for today. But I guess he didn't like polka, if that was Indeed polka. I don't know if we can call that polka. At least it was something. This is Night Excursion by Paul Birkin. Tell everyone the truth, both of my grandmas are dead as well. But hey, maybe they are all listening from heaven right now, who knows? This is Olle by Human Escape. Nei, Olle by Human Escape. From hell.
Thank you.
Holy by Human Escape. And since we're talking about the spiritual stuff today, I have to say I have a hard time believing that we are gonna be judged from our actions on this earth and go to an eventual heaven or hell. I have to say our grandmas are probably living a new adventure as we speak. At least that is most logical to me. Let's go on with some donations. We are halfway in this special edition of Mutton Media Music. So we're gonna thank some producers that came in for the previous edition. So I'm just gonna reach for my list. So let's start with Sir Jared of South Burien, coming in from Podcast Guru. He's a regular producer of this show. He comes in almost for all every edition. So that's very appreciated, Sir Jared. For the 120th edition, 100 sats to Pay Me Attention by The Holy Hour. And then on the 121st edition, he came in with 100 sats to Robot B by Bosef and writes, "Very chill, heard you on Mutton Media Music Lo-Fi Special 121st edition." And then another 100 sats to Fungi on the same edition by Charles Osools, or something in that vicinity, and writes, "Cool, heard on Mutton Media Music Lo-Fi Special 101st edition." And then we have Chad F., also a regular producer, the CEO of the free and open internet, coming in from Podcast Guru with 333 sats to the show, and he was also streaming sats while he was listening live on the previous edition. Thank you, Chad F. Next, we have Salty Crayon coming in from Podcast Guru, and that is, of course, the one and only host of Upbeats, another excellent value for value music podcast that you can find in your modern podcast app, Upbeats. Search for that in your modern podcast app or on v4vmusic.com. And you will find him, and he comes in with 222 sats to the show and writes test boost. So I guess that was a test boost. And then we have Matt Finlay coming in from Fountain. And Matt Finlay is coming in with 111 sats to the show and writes, "Thank you so much for playing Daddy Government amongst all the other great songs." Thank you, Matt Finlay, and writes, and also comes in with 111 sats to Henrik Flyman, that we also played on the previous edition, and writes, "Oh, that lead beak on We Are Light by Henrik Flyman with a flame emoji." So thank you, Matt Finlay. Next we have C. Brooklyn, another regular producer of the show, coming in from Fountain, and he comes in with 3,333 sats to the show. And he writes, "Thank God it's Friday!" with 3 exclamation marks. I have to say it that loud when he writes with 3 exclamation marks, because that is what we have to do. Next we have DeLorean coming in from Podcast Guru, and DeLorean came in also with 3,333 sats to the show and writes Øystein plus plus, and DeLorean is of course the co-host of Homegrown Hits, another excellent music podcast, a DMU music podcast, not the same as a V4V music podcast. Because DMU is all DMU is V4V, but not all V4V is DMU. So that is how it is. But we play many of the same songs, of course, because on this podcast we also all play DMU music. So we play many songs that is the same. So thank you, DeLorean. Next we have Pfeiffer coming in from Curiocaster. Pfeiffer is the host of the 2-hour Folk Hour on every Thursday and Sunday on the No Agenda stream. It's about 4 o'clock here. So that would be, I think, around 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or something in that place. Pfeiffer comes in with 1,821 satoshis to the show and writes, "Ahoy, streaming engage, Captain Boostein." And Pfeiffer has also been streaming sats while he were listening on the previous edition. Mary-Kate Ultra is coming in from Fountain, the other co-host of Homegrown Hits, and she comes in with 7,777 sats to the show, and she have written, I'm gonna check my helipad, "Love my pickle popsicle vinyl, brings me much joy to have a physical copy," with a heart emoji. "January has been a great month for new releases. Finally got the courage to put an album out there, Pink Flight. Thanks for the inspiration, Øystein." Thank you, Mary-Kate Ultra, also for the inspiration from Homegrown Hits. We started off about the same time, and I got a lot of inspiration from you as well. And I also see that you actually released a track a long time ago as well that we played on this podcast, but I didn't realize that was you, Mary-Kate Ultra, so I'm gonna play that one again later. So thank you for the boost. Next we have Eric PP is coming in from Curiocaster, and Eric PP is coming in first of all with 3,333 sats to the show, and then he has also been streaming sats while he was listening live on the previous edition, and he has also been sending some test boosts from LN Beats, because of course on the previous edition I mentioned that I had a failed transaction for a purchase of my new Pickle Popsicle vinyl on LN Beats, but that is now fixed. So if you want to buy the Pickle Popsicle vinyl, you can also do it via through LN Beats or any other modern podcast app or any other value for value music app. So thank you, Eric PP, and he also came in with a test boost from the split kit. I think it says anonymous in my helipad, but I think that was you because that came in at the same time. And then what else do we have on our list? I think that was everyone for today. So I want to thank everyone once more for coming in with boostergrams to this show and the music that we are playing here. So thank you, everyone. This is, of course, a value for value music podcast. And that means that every song that you hear is being released by the artists themselves, either doing it themselves through self-hosting or through a value-for-value platform such as Wavelake. So if you want to support these artists, you can do so by sending in a boostergram while we are doing this show live right now in your modern podcast app. It works live in Podcast Guru, Curiocaster, and the Split Kit for now. And I hope that more podcasts, podcast apps will support it in the future. Because it's very important that we can send as many Satoshis to the artists as possible. Because that's why, that is why we are here, as I have said earlier. I want to make sure that in the future we can have a totally different situation for people making music, so they can earn a living on music without having to become very big or famous, that you can earn your living on your own group of supporters that is supporting you directly through micropayments on the internet. And if we can do that, the artists would have a totally different outcome of their future and of the future compared to how it is today. So that's all I want to say about that for today. Right now, I have to stand up to my promise about proving that people are actually really into noise music, because in Norway they have noise music festivals, certainly in other places in the world as well, but I know that it is in Norway because I have been to one several times myself, and it's one heck of an experience, I have to say. It's really great people. I guess you can say people totally outside of the mainstream that is listening to totally different beats that most of us do, even myself. I'm not a big noise listener myself on my spare time, but being at those festivals was really great, and I would really not trade it for anything. It was really special time with people making live noise music, and you can imagine a forest deep inside of Norway, up in Tromsø. It's very north in the country, and it's totally inside a forest, totally isolated from anyone, besides a really nice lake and a waterfall, and just nature everywhere, and then a small stage where people were making noise music all day long and all night long. I didn't think I slept anything the whole weekend through, other than passing out on the last day because I had sleep deprivation. So I had a good time, I have to say, and the festival is called Støy på Landet. So if anyone is interested, I don't even know if they're still going, but at least they have a Facebook group, I see. So who knows? At least that was fun. Another music event I want to announce today before we go on with more noise music is none other than Aaron of Essex. The guy behind New Music Nudge Unit has an event coming up in England. So I want to mention that. And that is in a place called Peggy's in Lee on Sea Essex. And it is, of course, a concert with live value for value music with Longy as the main artist. And I'm gonna share a screenshot in the chat room right now. If you're listening live right now and you're not in the chat room, I would recommend you to go to chat.mmusic.show. That's chat.music with three M's dot show. chat.music.show. And you can follow along as we chat along, as we talk along about this event in England, the 15th of February at Peggy's Music Bar, and it's no tickets required. So if you are in CSX in Lee, then I would recommend you to go there. I hope I'm saying the names right. And if not, you have to excuse me, Aaron. The bar accepts Bitcoin for drinks, and you can follow the live stream on the new Music Nudge Unit Noster. So if you're not in England, then save the date and watch it live on the NMNU Noster account. On Sunday, the 15th of February. So that was the announcements for today. I have a make good that I have to say before we go on. And that is from my previous story about the Satanists in Norway that burned down churches and made the black metal music and became famous because of it. The name of the guy who was burning down churches and got prison for it, his name is Varg Vikernes and not Varg Veum, as I said previous. Varg Veum is a fictional character in a detective book series of a Norwegian author. So Varg Vikernes is the correct name. So let's not talk more about that guy, because he was really fucked up. And I don't have anything more to say than at least he made some awesome black metal. That is what I have to say about Varg Vikernes, a.k.a. Bursum. And then we have nothing more to say. Let's play some more music. Some more noise. I think we're gonna start with this one. This is a bit chiller, I think. We're gonna start easy. This is Whatever Even Is by Shoegaze. Or who the hell knows? Maybe it's not easy at all. At least it's noise. Whatever Even Is by Shoegaze, and I just see that I said something wrong. The Støy på Landet Noise Music Festival was not in Tromsø, it was in Telemark, close to Trondheim, the city of Trondheim. And the reason why I came up with it is because the name of the album from this music is Telemark. So thank you, Shoegaze, for correcting me. I guess someone from the noise community in Norway had killed me if I got that wrong. But now it's corrected. This is Wave Shapers Habit by Noise Inc.
Noise Wave Shaper Habit. Wave Shaper Habit. Prolonged exposure. Leads to malfunctioning of listening devices. Devices.
Chad F is writing in the chat room. Don't worry, us Americans can't fact check you because we can't spell any of the words. But I want to have it correct, Chad F, because I want to tell the truth. And I fucked up once more. I just checked Wikipedia, and Trondheim is in the county of Trøndelag in Norway. I guess I haven't been caught up on Norwegian geography lately. But now we have it correct. Trøndelag! I would recommend it, it's a beautiful city. This is Transitions by Leaving the Herd. Yeah. Transitions by leaving the herd. This is the audible frequencies by Sons. And I want to thank everyone for listening to this special noise edition of Mutton Me the Music. We had a blast today with something totally different that we are usually playing on this Value for Value music podcast. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I hope you will be back with more enjoyment and more relaxations with more Value for Value music next Friday. And I want to thank Chad F and NetNed for coming in with boosts for this edition, and also Eric PP and Chad F for streaming while listening live. So thank you, and also thanks to everyone that has been listening in a modern podcast app or on the No Agenda stream. Have a good weekend and a good week if you're listening to this later, and I hope to see everyone back next Friday right after podcasting 2.0. Before I sign out, I just want to answer the question from Eric PP in the chat room. He's asking what the name Støy på landet means in English. It means noise on the countryside. That is what it means, because it's noise deep in the forests of Trondheim, or besides Trondheim. Next to Trondheim. I hope to see everyone next Friday. Signing out right now.